Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf kuf. We're holding the very bottom of Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, the last three words on the final line, Rav Meri Omar. And as you recall, we left yesterday with the kasha of Astira Reb Shimon on Reb Shimon, and we promised that we're going to learn altogether five answers to the Astira, two of which we've already learned yesterday, and today we're going to learn another three answers. So let's remember what the kasha was. So go down about halfway down Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, and you'll see that the Gemara, the line begins Man Tana Aninus Laila Midrabban. It's just maybe one line after halfway down the Amud, the line begins Man Tana. Who's the Tana holds that Aninus Laila Midrabban? Aninus Laila means that, of course, if Chas V'Shalom, a person lost a very close relative during that day, it's what we call Aninus Yoim. That's Min HaTorah, and then at night is Aninus Laila. Aninus Laila, according to Reb Shimon, is Drabanan. We'll see in a moment. Not everybody agrees with that. Reb Shimon holds Aninus Laila midrabanan. Reb Shimon, he decided, like we learned in the Braisa, Aninus Laila midivrei Torah. The night after the day of the Misa continues to be an oinen min ha-Torah. Divrei Yehuda. Reb Shimon oima. Oh, that's our Reb Shimon. Einoi. And Reb Shimon says, I will prove it to you. Teida shari omru. Don't you know the famous halacha that oinen toivel va'oichel es pischoi la'erev avaloi bekudeshim. And oinen can go and be toivel at the end of his day of aninus. As we explained yesterday, min ha-Torah, there is no requirement for any tefillah. The oinen didn't become tamei. However, since he was not able to eat any karbonis throughout the day, he may have been Mesiach Das. Oy, what was he Mesiach Das? Whether it was from a mess, or whether it was from a sheretz, or a Dover HaMetamani, a Dover HaPoislaini. You recall we had that interesting discussion yesterday. But nevertheless, the Chachamim went bottom line, and they instituted that every oinen at the end of his anina should go to the mikvah, but he does not require Harav Shamish. And I told you to require Harav Shamish, but not Midrabat. So the oinen can toivel, assuming that he participated together with, let's say, 50 other menuyim in a Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was brought, and his geshochten, and all the requirements were done. And now at night, he is toivled, he's allowed to go and eat his Korban Pesach, but not Kudushim. Kudushim he cannot. What's the difference between the Korban Pesach and Kudushim? So Rashi already explained yesterday, as we explained, because since Reb Shimon holds Aninus, Laila is Midrabonon. What does that mean that they said, because you're still in Oinim Midrabanan, don't eat Kudushim. Just like during the day you can't eat Kudushim in HaTorah, don't eat Kudushim at night. But we'll make one exception to the rule. That exception is Korban Pesach. Why is Korban Pesach different? Because of the fact that Lo Yehemidu Divreyam B'Makoyim Koris. If you don't bring Chas V'Shalom a Korban Pesach, it's a Koris. One litzlah. Ah, so therefore, Heim Omru V'Heim Omru, yes, there's a din of Aninus Laila. It only applies to Kudushim, but not to the Korban Pesach. So what do we see clearly from this Braisa that Reb Shimon holds? That Aninus Laila is Midrabon. Freiti Mara, the son of Reb Shimon, Aninus Laila is Midrabonon. And therefore you're allowed to eat your Korban Pesach at night. Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa is a fairly lengthy Braisa. We'll just take snippets of the Braisa. Reb Shimon Oimer. Oinen einoy mishalechem. No, skip that braisa. Next braisa, two lines further. Vatanya, Reb Shimon Oimer. Shlomim. One of the explanations of the word shlomim is kishu shalei mevi. Veinim mevi kishu oinen. If he's an oinen, don't bring your carbon shlomim. Why? Because your mind is not at ease. You are brokenhearted. You just lost a very close member of the family. You're not sholem, b'moichoy, b'levavoy, etc. Don't bring a carbon shlomim. Okay, that's a shlomim. How do I know a toida? I'm marrying this a toida because it's like a shlomim. And then you skip down to the brackets where it says, minayin l'rabbis b'chor u'masr u'pesach. Even Pesach, an oinen should not bring the carbon Pesach during the day. But at night he'll be finished with aninus. No, he won't be finished with aninus. He'll still be ushered to eat the carbon Pesach at night because the Torah requires that it be shlomim kishu sholem, and that doesn't only apply to shlomim, it applies to all the korbanos, including, excuse me, Bechor, Maser, and Pesach. So now we have a stira, Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. This is Reb Shimon talking. Reb Shimon said just a few moments ago that an oinein can bring his Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. He's not going to eat it on Erev Pesach. Nobody eats the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. He can eat it at night. No problem. Anin is Lila's Drabon, he'll eat it at night. But this new Reb Shimon of the Brisa said, no, don't bring your Korban Pesach. Because you don't want to eat it when he's brokenhearted, only when he's shalem. So I have a stira, Reb Shimon on Reb Shimon. We already had two tukot. Teretz number one was six lines from the bottom. Om Rav Chizda, Pesach Kedin Nazbe. Pesach was thrown in Lav Dafke. Every time you have Cheir, Shoyt, V'Katan. So, Bchor Masu and Pesach go together. Goes together in the Hezel Mekoyman that we say in the morning at Karbonois. And it goes here together with Bchor Masu. But we really didn't mean Pesach. Take Pesach out, put in parentheses. We didn't mean Pesach. Because in fact, Pesach you are allowed to bring during the day and eat it at night, just like Reb Shimon said in the first Pesach. Then we had a second Tezer of Sheish, my Pesach, Shalmi Pesach, Abba, the Korban Pesach you bring. I mean, the first price is clear. Oinim v'toivov v'oichel as Pischel Ervi, he's allowed to bring Korban Pesach. Here it says, you cannot eat the Korban Pesach at night. We're talking about the Shalmi Pesach, that the Chagigas Yodavit. So those are the two Terutzim that we had. And now we go to Teretz number three, which is Rav Meri Omar, on to the top of Kuf Amar Aleph, Loi Kasha. David, if you'd be so kind, please put yourself on mute, because there's a little bit of background noise. Thank you very much. So tomorrow, Loi Kasha, Kan Shemes Loi Meis Bi Yodalit, Kovroi Bi Yodalit, Kan Shemes Loi Meis Bi Yodgimel, Kvoroi Bi Yodalit. We already had a similar teretz already on the Amud Beis yesterday, before we got into discussion of Reb Shimon. Remember, that was Rav Asi Omar, but it's not exactly the same. Point is, what does Rav Mori say? He says it really depends on when your Aninas Laila is taking place. Is it taking place after the Yom HaMisa, or is it taking place after the Yom HaKvura? Now, normally, if everything being well, the Misa and the Kvura is on the same day. But, of course, what happens if a person passes away late in the day and they weren't able to make arrangements for the Kvura that day, then the Kvura is going to be the next day. So therefore, Zot Ramar. Loi Kasha. The two Reb Shimons are not Shver. Kan Shemes Loi Meis B'Yodalut U'Kvora B'Yodalut. It's talking about Erev Pesach. Nebuch, the close family member of this individual that we are discussing, unfortunately, that close family member passed away in the morning and the Kvura was in the afternoon. What happens now? The night after that Aninus Laila, says Rashi, is Min HaToira. Because the din of Aninus, not only is Aninus B'yoim, but it's even B'Laila, also a din of Aninus Laila is Min HaToira. We didn't have that before. We had it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said Aninus Laila Medivrei Toira. Here we're saying that even according to Reb Shimon, Aninus Laila, if you're talking about right after the day of Misa and Kvura, they were both on the same day, that's Min HaToira. Since that's Min HaToira, that's why the second Brisa says, you're not Shalem. You cannot go and eat the Korban Pesach that night. However, the first Brisa that said, that Reb Shimon holds, yes, that the Oinen Toivo Oichles Piska Le'erv is talking about Kad Shemes Le'meis B'Yod Gimel, U'Kvore B'Yod Dalet. Oh, if the Misa took place already the day before Erev Pesach, the Kvura took place on Erev Pesach, what's the din now? Explains the Gemara. Meis le meis biyudalit, ukvara biyudalit, yoy Misa tuifis leilo midya raisa. The night after yudalit, it means Seder night, that for that individual, he is still ba'aninus min ha'toira. Why? He was an oinen during the day, and according to this teretz of Ramari, he continues to be an oinen even at night, min ha-toyre. No, if you're an oinen min ha-toyre, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat kachim, period. I don't care whether it's regular kachim. I don't care whether it happens to be a Korban Pesach. You can't eat because you're an oinen. Don't even think of eating. Oh, that's the second brisa. You're not sholem, you can't eat. However, meisli meis b'yod gimel, ukvar b'yod dalid, yom kvura midrabanan. The Yom Kvura itself, that it has a status of Aninus, that itself is Midrabanan. Because Min HaToira, the whole din of Aninus, is Aninus one day, Vachrisoi Kiyoim Mar, one day. So the second day, See, he already had his Yoimar, his Aninus Minatoira on Yud Gimel, whenever his close family member passed away. The next day, which is now Yud Dalet, that day itself is Midraban. And therefore, Heine Toifis Leiloi, the Rabbanan said, yes, the second day is Taka Midrabanan and Aninus, 100%. But the next night after that is like a Gzeira the Gzeira, like a Drabanan on top of a Drabanan. The Chachamim only added Yoim Yudalit as being Aninus Yoim Midrabanan, but Motzi Yudalit Midseder night, Ein Toifis Leiloi, zero. Ein Toifis Leiloi, I'm sorry, Ein Toifis Leiloi Gzuntai. Ein Toifis Leiloi El Midrabanan, that night, two is only Midrabanan. So, if it's a Yudalit, Yudalit situation, then Leil Seder is Aninus Laila, is Menat Toira. Menat Toira, you can't bring.
Why is that? Why is that?
Why is that?
Because he was there, he was Nifter on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
For it. And the Seder is the 15th.
At night. So if you remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday, which we quoted briefly, says Rabbi Yehuda, Aninus Laila Midivrei Toira. The Aninus continues on not only during the day, but even into the night.
The night or the following day?
Until the morning, until Alois HaShachar. That night
so follows. So if after the 14th, it continues until the 15th.
Until the 15th at night, but until the next morning. Not the next day, just the next, that night. Day plus the night. He goes to sleep, and then the next morning, Aninus is over. That is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara is now telling us, according to Rabbi, that Reb Shimon agrees to that if it's a Yudalit situation where the Mitzvah and the Kvura both took place that day, that the Aninus continues into the night. Since it continues into the night, that's why the second Brisa said, don't eat Karban Pesach that night. However, if it was a case of Yud Gimel being the day of the Misa, so Min HaTorah, it's only Yud Gimel and Yud Gimel at night, but Yudalit would be gunished. The Chachamim were the ones that instituted, since the Mace was not Nikbar yet, that there's Aninus even the next day, but that's Terabonan, that's not Min HaTorah. That Terabonan is now on day Yudalit. It continues into the next evening, Matzah Yudalit, again Midrabanan. The same Rabbanan said, like we said earlier, that Lehemidu Chachamim Divrayim B'Mokoyim Korei.
So why did they say Avi Kachim not?
Why did they say? What do you mean?
It's like you said in that first price, Avashar Kachim.
Let me ask you even a better question. Yeah. Go back to the first Brisa. What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon Oimer, Oinein Einem Medivrei Toilem Medivrei Sofrim. Right. Didn't we just say now that according to Amori, according to Reb Shimon, he also agrees that Aninus Laila is Menat Toira, just like Reb Yehuda.
Right.
So Omali Reb Ashi Reb Meri, I don't understand you. But Hadik Tani, let's go back to the first Brisa. Omali Reb Shimon, I'll bring you a raya that I am right, that Aninus Laila is Medivrei Sofrim. In other words, Midraban. What's the raya? Teda. Shari Omru Oinen Toivu V'Oichel Es Pischoi Avaloi Bekudeshim. He's allowed to go and eat the Karban Pesach, but not other Kachim. Is a charaya that it's Midrabanan, and Heim Omru V'Heim Omru, since it's Midraban, don't eat Kudeshim. However, V'Yimid V'Reim Amokim Kar, is he allowed to go and eat the Karban Pesach? Now, when is this talking about according to Reb Shimon? When it's a Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet situation. Because if it's Yud Dalet, he'd also agree with Reb Yehuda that Aninus Laila is Menat Toira. And you couldn't go and eat neither the Korban Pesach nor Kachim Gunish. So for 81 Neimolei, let Reb Yehuda now say to Reb Shimon, I don't understand why you're arguing with me. I love to have Sholem Vishalva with all of my chaverim. I don't want to make a machloikis. I mean, after all, Brother Shai is with us. He is the sterling example of brotherhood, and everybody should always be together in love. And so why are we making a machloikis over here? Neimalei, kaminu lecho ano. When did I say that there's a din of Aninus Laila Medivrei Torah? I'm talking about ano yoyin misa d'araisa. And you even agree with me, Rav Mori. Says Rav Ashi to Rav Mori, you agree with me, Reb Shimon, that if it's Yudalit, that the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura are the same day, then the Ninus Laila is the Araisa. So instead of saying, I agree with you, that's wonderful, giving him a standing ovation, and now you go in Amris Li and you're telling me it's Yom Kvura the Rabbana. Who says I even disagree with you? Maybe I even agree with you on Yom Kvura, that if it's after the Yom Kvura, it's only Drabanan. And therefore, we can make that same distinction between the Korban Pesach and Shar Kavanas. So bottom line is, according to Amari, really there's no machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Both can go and hold that if it's Yedalid, Yedalid, where the Yomisa is Aninus Diaraisa, then the night after that is Aninus Diaraisa, even Aninus Laila Midivrei Torah. And that's why Reb Yehuda said, don't even think of bringing a Karban Pesach that day to eat that night. And that's why Reb Shimon says in this lengthy Braisa, B'choru Maser Pesach, don't bring it, don't eat it, because you can't. It's Aninus Laila Diaraisa. Where did Reb Shimon say earlier that Aninus Laila Divrei Sofrim? That was talking about if it's a Yud Gimel Yud Dalet situation. So Reb Yehuda, I never argued with you on that. You mean, why are you starting Machloikesan over here? We both agree to the same thing. Yudalid, Yudalid, Aninus Laila is Menet Divrei Torah. Yud Gimel Yudalid, Aninus Laila is Midrabanan. So Timur Kasha. Now, this is a really solid Kasha, and therefore, Amari's Teretz is a Shvera Teretz. And now we go on to Teretz number 4, which is the Teretz of Abaye. Abaye Amaloi Kasha. The two Brises of Reb Shimon. Remember, one that suggests Aninus Laila is only Midivrei Sofrim, Midrabanan, therefore you can bring the Karban Pesach. Well, the second Brice says, no, don't even think of bringing the Karban Pesach. We already had three terutim, we're on to number 4. So to buy Omle Kasha, Kansha Meis Koidim Chatzois, Kansha Meis Le'ach Chatzois. What does this mean? It's basically that famous rule that we have usually throughout Talmud, that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Once you have one Isser, the other Isser is not Chal. It's not exactly Isser Chal Isser. It's really whether the mitzvah is chal after I already have that first iser. So what do we mean? As you know, you cannot go and bring your Korban Pesach in the morning of Erev Pesach. You can only bring it Bein Harboyim in the afternoon. Okay, so now the question is, what came first? Not the chicken or the egg. Well, did the aninus come first? Or did the chi of Korban Pesach come first? Zoktimar. Kan shemeis kredim chatzois. In one of the two cases, it's talking about that the close family member, the close relative, died already in the morning. So the aninus started already 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
This is Yudalid?
We're talking about Yudalid. Exactly right. Thank you. Thank you for adding that clarification. So, Yudalid in the morning, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, Nebuch, the person passed away, Rahman Litzlan. When does the Chiva bring the Karban Pesach begin? Only after 12, 12:30, or what have you. So therefore, since the aninus came before the Karban Pesach, then the chi of Karban Pesach will not be chal on the previous existing oinen. He's an oinen. Torah says an oinen is potter from kachim. You're not allowed to eat kachim. You cannot bring it. The only one that can bring kachim, of course, is the kohen gadol. But even a kohen hedge is not allowed to do any work, any avoid in the base of Mikdash. You're an oinen. So he can't bring it. He cannot eat. And don't even think of bringing for that night. But what happened? But it's a din sheyesh beikaris, says Rashi. But there's an eitzah. You know, it's not as if you are not going to bring a Karban Pesach. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu give you a Pesach shiny. So in a month from now, you'll bring your Karban Pesach. So if the aninus started in the morning, forget about a Karban Pesach at the first normal Pesach Rishon, and you bring it later. On the other hand, kan shemeis li'ach chatzois, he passed away after chatzois, meaning the chi of Karban Pesach started l'moshul 12:30. And the Nifter never passed away at 3 o'clock. So he already had a chi of Karban Pesach before the Nifter passed away. So what came first? The chi of Karban Pesach. When the aninus comes, the chi of Karban Pesach pushes away the aninus vis-a-vis bringing the Karban Pesach. Not the Gabi other kachet, but the Gabi Karban Pesach. So it's really who came first online. If the aninus came first online, do not bring a Karban Pesach that year. Pesach Rishon, you'll have Pesach Shani. And that's the second bride. So the second bride says, you are not a Shalem, you're broken hearted, don't bring the Karban Pesach. No, you'll bring it a month from now. With the first bride that said, no, that you can go and Toiva V'oichas Pesach L'Erev, is talking about a situation where the Nifter only passed away 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Chi of Pesach already came earlier than that. So therefore, that takes precedence and preference in this type of situation. And therefore, he does bring the Karban Pesach after all. And he will eat at night because Reb Shimon Lishitosi, that holds Aninus Laila, is Midrabanan. And according to this teretz, even La'achar Yomisa, not only Achar Yom Kippur, right? We're not following Reb Murray's teretz. We're assuming across the board Reb Shimon holds Aninus Laila is Midrabanan. So therefore, the Chum said, because of the fact that your Chiev Pesach started already before the Aninus began. So we are now going to let up on Aninus Laila, and you can bring your Korban Pesach, and you can go and eat it at night.
But if he's not Tameh, he's an Onim, but he's not Tameh, mm-hmm. Why is he eligible for Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is from his Derech Rechoka or Tameh.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, we say if he's Tameh, he couldn't bring eat Korban Pesach.
I hear you loud and clear. What this Gemara is telling us is that according to this Teretz, since he was an Onim, he is now suspended from all mitzvahs, right? An Onim, if you know, doesn't daven, doesn't put on tefillin, doesn't go and to make a moitzi, doesn't make a benching, unish. They always tell the story of a traveler who was Nebuch and Oinen going with his father, a close family member, Nebuch, on El Al Jet, going to Yisrael for Kura. And they see the whole time people going davening in the back. He doesn't go to daven. He goes and takes food. And he doesn't make a bracha. The Mahamal to me, and miss on a halba goy. He was Nebuch and Oinen, Rahman al Islam. So since he was an Oinen, the Hilchos Chiyuv, Karban Pesach, either it's not chal or it falls away.
And because it's not that he's Tomei or Derech Rechoka, he's not in the parsha. He's like a non-Jew.
Exactly.
Those hours.
Exactly right. If you want to take a quick look at Abaye Omer the Rashi, about a line or two higher than Abaye Omer in the Gemara. Abaye Omer either the Biyoy Misa, both prices. Ulo Oyla Malinas Laila Lerb Shem Nizrabona. Ah, you're talking about Braise Pesach Eina Bo Ba Aninus Kishemeis Koidim Chatzois. What happens then? Terachmona Deachio Mehaikro. The Torah pushes him away and says, since the Anin is hit, you are now potter, we're doichi you from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The Doshidim, like we said, Kishu Shalom, who made it, like Kishu Oinen, and therefore I, Uriktani Mepsachim, Torah Voichel Pesachai, Alma Maisili Oinen, when is that talking about Kishu Meis? Acher Chatzoi, the Konma Chivet Shchitas Pesach, La Aninus. So bottom line is, it all depends on who is first online. If the Aninus came first online, then the Torah says, don't bring the Karban Pesach now. You have an eight, so you bring Karban Pesach, the second Pesach. However, if in fact the Aninus only happened in the afternoon, when he was already mechuiv in the Karban Pesach, so the Karban Pesach, in a sense, pushes away the Aninus, not that it pushes away, but you already had a chiv, bring your Karban Pesach. What about at night? You're not allowed to eat the Karban at night. Aninus laila derabbanan. Derabbanan said, but mokum koris, we're going to allow you to go and eat, no problem. Explains you, since at that time he was not roy to bring the Karban Pesach because it's still in the morning, once the chi of Karban Pesach hit shortly after 12, the Aninus is not chal upon him, it's deflected, and that's why the Mamunah can go and take care of bringing the Karban Pesach, and he'll be able to eat that night. Where do you take this from? It seems to be a beautiful pshat, but do you have a makor, a bayit? Yo, the sanya. I have a braisa. Lo, yitama, mitzvah. What is this all about? This pasuk is referring to a nozir, but the same halacha applies. Actually, this pasuk itself is in the parasha of Parshas Emor, which is talking about kehanim, but as you'll see shortly, the Gemara is going to equate nozir mitkoyim. We'll see in a month. Anyway, what does it say in the pasuk? If you look at number one of the Torah, Or Hashalei v'lachoyse ha'psula ha'kroi v'eila v'hashalei hoyse li'ish lo yitama. The question is, what does that mean, lo yitama? Now, well, this pasuk, lo yitama, comes at the end of l'achoyse ha'psula. The previous pasuk talks about that the koyin should go, we're not talking about a koyin god, we're talking about a koyin hejid. Koyin hejid is allowed to go and mimetama la'ovim v'le'imoy, la'ochiv, etc. And this pasuk says, and utzlachoy sepsula, not if she's married, but if she's single, shalihoy sleish, lo yitama, he is metama to her. The question is, how do you define the words lo yitama? The way the Gemara is defining it at the moment is that it's a mitzvah. Meaning, if the person says, I'm a koyin, I don't want to be metama. The Torah says that I'm allowed to be metama to my close relatives. I prefer not to. I don't want to. I don't want to become Tamei. I don't want to have Shlish Yushvi. I want to be able to do the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Zot Reb Akiva lo yitama mitzvah. No. You have to be metama.
It's compulsory.
It's not only compulsory, it's even mandatory. And therefore, Lei Ratzah, if he didn't want to, metamen oisei al karchai. We schlep him into the chapel so he should become Tamei in the Oil HaMess. And he more even tells us a story. Umasa b'yosef ha-koyin. This was not a bimkum kohen. This is a real Yosef kohen. It was a real kohen.
Not Yosef a tzaddik.
In that way, it could be he was a tzaddik, but he's not that Yosef a tzaddik. So Yosef a kohen shemaisa ishte be'erev Pesach, and it was erev Pesach, and he said, I want to be able to go and bring the korban Pesach. I want to be a tzcha mitzadavet. Ish bakaris. I want to be able to eat the korban Pesach. Meis ish be'erev Pesach v'lo yiratzali tamei. He didn't want to become tamei. The nimnu echav a kahanim the timu bal korchay. Matam gishlept, and they said you have to become tummy. Lo yitama, and it's not only by chayis. The same thing applies to all other kriyim. It's a mitzvah to go if you're a kohen to go be metami yourself as part of the procession. Be there the time of the levaya. Go and hold the hesped if you can, unless you're one of these lift fish of levayas where there already been 75 hespedim already. So then be moichel on your kohen.
So they really were mayat in
the
halavai, halavai. You know how they always start off. And the Shulchan Aruch had said that you're not supposed to be going to that. But you're allowed to go and say Divrei Shvach. You're not allowed to be Maspid. Divrei Shvach. And then Divrei Shvach takes an hour or two or three, and it's very, very
and
Shvach.
And it's recorded.
And it's recorded, yeah. Okay, anyway. So let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is telling us that there's Lo Yitam, it's a mitzvah, and that it's Erev Pesach. This person happens to be an Oinein, and he's considering maybe I'll go and bring a Korban Pesach a night. Mister, we're being metame. You're not going to be able to bring a Korban Pesach. You're not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. What am I going to do? You have Pesach Shai. Frankly, more or mini, but I have a stira. You just said now that by a family member, we're metame him, and that therefore the aninus and the tumma is going to take over, not allowed to go in the Korban Pesach. I mean, if I have another drush, another brisa, what is this? We're going to see more about this down on the bottom of the Yomid. The Pasuk already says that both in the case of a Nazir and the case of a Kohen, he's not allowed to be Metame to regular people. In other words, to someone to whom he's not closely related, but a close relative, he's allowed to go and be Metame. And the Pasuk used the expression, Le'oviv, or Le'imoy, Le'achiv, Le'achoyisoy. Now the question is, why does the Torah have to repeat each one of these lashonos? So, as we'll see in the Gemara, on the bottom of the Yomid, first the Gemara darshins li'oviv. What's li'oviv? Assuming that he happens to be a nozer. What happens after that? Says li'imoy, even if he's a nozer and he's a kohen. What happens? What do we have to have li'ochiv? Even if he's a nozer and a kohen gadol. And now we're up to the case of la'choisei. This person was a nozir and a kohen gadol, and he's going lishchoit es pischoi v'lomul es benoi. He's going to go and shecht the korban pesach, and or to do a bris milah. Both of these are the essays sheyeshoi kares. But it's even more than that. The importance of v'lomul es benoi explains Rashi is because it says in the Torah that if you want to bring a korban pesach, you have to make sure to mala all of your bnei bayis, all of your sons, and there's a further discussion, not here, but elsewhere, the Gabi Avodim as well. And Avodim, were they born into his home, or did he buy an Avod? But that's not today's discussion. Anyway, the point is that this person wants to bring a Korban Pesach, and he happens to be a Nozer, and he's a Kohen Gadol, and he wants to shech the Korban Pesach or Mala. V'shama shemes le'mes, and he hears that unfortunately his father, his mother, his immediate family member passed away. Yoch li'tama, I would think, maybe he should be metamet to them, because after all, it's a close family member. Amris lo yitama. No, don't be metam. We're not talking about a kohen now. We're talking about a kohen gadol, and he's a nozir. Nozir has the same status as a kohen gadol. Cannot be metam even to close family members. Yochel kishem shlo yitama lachoyse. Just like the Torah says lachoyse, don't be metam to her. Kach ein metam le meis mitzvah. Then you should also not be metam to meis mitzvah if you hear there's a meis mitzvah. Sorry, I'm a nozir. I'm a kohen. I'm a kohen gadol, and I'm going to go and shech my korban pesach and lomelis benai. And or so therefore I would think that avada this person should be potter. Okay, all of that is fascinating. So even though this person has so many exalted positions, he's a nozer and he's a kohen gadol and he's going to go and do the korban pesach. If there's a mes mitzvah comes first, takes top priority over all other chiyuv. Very good. What do I see from this braisa? Putting aside the meis mitzvah, we're talking about this lachoisoi. I'm saying lachoisoi. What's the din that by lachoisai to not be metamal lachoisai, but rather go and be metamal mes mitzvah. No, I don't understand. The previous price we said that lachoisai one should be metame. Mas be yosef akoyin shemais ishber pesach leratzah, and they were metame bal korchai. And here we're saying no. By this lachoisai, I'm saying nishtozai that he should not be metame, and he should be able to bring the korban pesach lishkeres pischai. And manishtana lav shma minakan kodem chatzois kan liach chatzois. Says Abaye, there's no problem with the stira between the two prices. One's talking about before Chatzos, meaning that Aninus hit first. Since Aninus hit first, by the time the Chiyuv Korban Pesach arose, he was already an Oinen. And Rashi said, Dachya, Rachmona Dachya, the Torah says, if you're an Oinen, no din of Korban Pesach. While the second price is talking about a situation, no, that it's already, La'acha Chatzos, he already had the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. And that's why he's going, Lishchoy Des Pinschoy. Then there's no din of aninus. We push the aninus aside. It all depends what comes first.
The first person was talking Yosef HaKohen. The second person is talking about a Nazir Kohen Gadol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a Yosef HaKohen is...
I hear you. If you don't mind, wait another couple of lines. We're going to address all of that in a moment. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, so l'chayra I have a makoyer to Abaya, the stira of these two brises, that why does one say, yes, bring the carbon, and the other one says, don't bring the carbon. It all depends on whether the aninus happened in the morning or it happened in the afternoon. Freitimon mimai. Who says? Dilmal the oilam ein lachid v'yidi achar chatzois. Both prices are talking about after chatzois, and therefore the chiv of carbon pesach already hit. Ay oy bazoi. And why in one brisa do we go and say, be matama the person, nevertheless? In the other brisa we say, no, bring your carbon. Freitimon v'har b'yishmol v'har. So let's go and answer. And the steer of the two brides in the Shkastira. It's a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Kiva. Ha, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Kiva. Desanya, we touched on this a couple of minutes ago. Desanya says in the pasuk, La'cho Yisrael, lo yitama. Lo yitama is rishus, divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, when it says lo yitama, not that the coin has to be metame, but the coin is allowed to be metame. Rabbi Kiva oimer, choiva, no. When it says in the pasuk, lo yitama, it's a choiva. Ah, okay, so now I understand the difference between the two brises. The first brise where they said, let's go be metame Yosef HaKoyin, and in fact they were metame him, benimnu chaveirov, and the timu bal korchoi. You know what that's talking about? That's talking according to Rabbi Kiva. And in fact, if you look at the beginning of that brise, the sanya, lo yitama mitzvah. That's how Rabbi Kiva understands this pshat in this pasuk. Is a din, he has to go and be metame to his immediate relative, whether he likes it or not. And if he doesn't like it, we're going to schlep him, and bal korcha, we're going to go and make him tame.
Mitzvah equals chova, and according to Rabbi Kiva, the same.
In our Gemara, yeah. Not always in all Gemaras, but in our Gemara, chova and mitzvah the same. Mandatory and compulsory, right? Mashen can contribute Shmuel. No, if he wants to be metame, he wants to go to Levi, it's good. If he doesn't want to, it's good. He doesn't have to. Yeah, it's rishus. Ah, so that's the second brisa. Second brisa says that the fact he's lachoisai, if he's going lishchay des pischay, go and shech the korban pesach. Don't go and be metama because it's only a rishus. You don't have to be, and therefore don't. Ah, so ibazoi. So then there's no stira in the first place. We don't have to say one of the lefnei chatzos, the achatzos. First brisa is Rabbi Kiva, where he holds it's a choiva. Be metame and don't bring your korban pesach and erev pesach. And the second brisa says no. Go and shech and bring your carbon pesach. I lo yitam. It's a rishus, not a choiva. A rishus. So the choiva would be an excellent teretz, and you wouldn't have a makor to Abaye's pshat of kan lefnei chatzos, kan leachar chatzos. Everything gemara lo yisol kadaitach. You cannot give that teretz. Your teretz means that the second rise is going to contribute shema, that he holds only rishus. The reisha daihi. The beginning of that brisa, that second brisa that we just quoted, the reish of that brisa, Rabbi Kiva k'tani lo. Rabbi Kiva is the one that wrote and said this dvar halacha of the brisa. So until now we only brought a snippet, which is the last two lines of the Amid. But now we're going to go through the entire brisa. The sanya, Rabbi Kiva oimer. Nefesh. Where is this pasuk nefesh? Pasuk in Parshas Nosoi, by Parshas Nozir. It's the third one, the third Oresh Alein. Kol Yemei Haziroi LaHashem, as long as he's a Nazir, Al Nefesh Meis Loi Yovai. He should not be Metamei LeMeis. And the Gemara darshens the words Nefesh and the word Meis. Zok Rabbi Kiva, Nefesh Elu HaKroivin. a nozer should not be metame to even a karev. Meis elu harachaykin. And certainly you should not be metame to someone who is rachayk. The obvious question is, why do you have to repeat it? Why is it difficult to say? And then the answer more would be, give the same 10 teretz that they always say, legabe and eved ivri, that it says both a toishev and a what's the lesson? Gere toishev chayim. Anyway, it's a socher v'toishev. Why do you have to want to tell you the socher and want to tell you the toishev? Because if I only tell you one, I would go and say that the socher is not allowed to go and eat the truma, but the toishev is allowed to. That's why I said both gere v'toishev to go and tell you not only the toish, not only the eved ivri for 7 years, 6 years, but even the one that's the toish. So here too, if it only say one of the two, I would say it shouldn't be metame to the rechoikim. Now that it has both lishoinis, it comes to tell you, don't be metame either to the kreivim or the rechoikim. Okay, so that's the nefesh mitzvah.
Or the mes mitzvah.
The mes mitzvah, we concluded, everybody agrees, mes mitzvah.
Everybody's metame.
Always preeminent. That. And we're going to see that in another moment. It's a good point, Bill. The Gemara is going to talk about that momentarily. Now, right after this pasuk that we said, "Lenefesh meis lo yavoi al nefesh meis lo yavoi," that's Bamidbar vav. If you go now to number two in the Torah Harishalim, it's in reverse of the lashon of Torah. The next pasuk says after that, "Laaviv uli imoy liyachiv ulachoyse liyatam lemba moysem kinezor dekav al roshe." And the obvious question is, since the first pasuk we already said al nefesh al akroivim, why does the Torah now have to go and enumerate and spell it out? I know what a karev is. I don't. I know that a father and a mother and a brother and a, is a kroivim. So why does it spell it out? So what? The pasuk le'ovav comes to tell you le'ovav ein metame. Don't even think of being metame. You're a nazi. Don't be metame le'ovav. Avol metame le'meis mitzvah. However, there's a meis mitzvah that is preeminent, and you should be metame. Okay, that takes it with the ovav. What about le'imai? Le'imai hoya koyin v'hu nazi. What happens if he's both a koyin mitanozin, not just a nozin? He's another mitakoyin. Le'imai hude mitame. Don't be mitame to the mother. A mitame hu le'meis mitzvah. Be mitame to meis mitzvah. Okay, that's why I have the ovel imai. What do I have the achiv to go and tell you? The achiv shim hoya koyin gadol v'hu nozin, not just a nozin, and not just a koyin. It was a koyin gadol mitanozin tzizamin, both. Le achiv hu ne'mitame. Be mitame the achiv. It's his brother. Don't be metam. Metam ul meis mitzvah, because meis mitzvah über alles. It goes, that's top of the line, meis mitzvah. Unfortunately, everybody and anybody has the mitzvah of taking care of a meis mitzvah. And lachoisim atam ul ima. So this is the quote that we had before. Harish shalom lishkan es pisvah. And Rashi says, and it's talking about that he was taka nozir, mita koin gadol. And in addition to that, he was going to go and check the korban pesach. V'lam les benai, misham isha meis le meis. An immediate family member like the Achoise passed away. Yochel Yitama, I would think you should go be Metame. No. Amris lo Yitama. I already said, Al Nefesh Meis lo Yovai. Don't be Metame even to a close relative, even to a father, Metam mother, Metam brother, Metam son. Don't be Metame. So Yochel Kishem Chin Metame Lachoise Kachin Metame la Meis Mitzvah. Tamaloy Melachoise. Lachoise lo Yitama. Aviyatama hu la Meis Mitzvah. So bottom line is, Meis Mitzvah Yah. But Achoisai and all those other Mishpacha Mishnah. What do I see from this price? I see from this price is a Libid Rebbe Kiva. How do I know? Because that's how we started the price, right? One line before the white line. Rebbe Kiva Aymer, not Rebbe Shmolem. Rebbe Kiva, don't say Kach. Rebbe Kiva Aymer, Nefesh Elekroy, and then we finished off this tickle that Lachoisai Mishn, but to Meis Mitzvah. And the first price was also Rebbe Kiva. So don't answer me the first price is Rebbe Kiva, the second price is Rebbe Shmolem. They're both Rebbe Kiva. So how do you say that they both are consistent? They're both consistent. One was Lefnei Chatzos. One was Li'ach Chatzos.
How can a Kohen Gadol be a Nazir?
He has to cut his hair every week.
Exactly.
So what's your answer?
The answer is...
He was a Nazir before he became... He became a Nazir before he became Kohen Gadol.
He becomes...
He appointed Kohen Gadol before he became after he became a Nazir?
Sounds right. And his father was still alive, and he was Kohen Gadol, and the father passed away, and then they went and appointed the son to go and take over.
I mean, maybe that's the reason. He became a Nazir.
Okay.
And he was already a Kohen Gadol. So
how can he become a Nazir if he's Kohen Gadol?
No, why doesn't prevent him to say, I'm Harei?
It's not Nazir Shloshim Yom. He has to take a haircut every week.
But the Nazir, that's an assay for him to take, to take cut his hair.
And so,
it's
both an essay metaloises, because they're saying that he has to be all 30 days. Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres Arosha. Gadol Peres, he has to grow his hair. by the Nazir. By the Kohen Gadol, he has the mitzvah to go misin b'tefaretoy, and therefore he has to go and take off the hair. So l'choira, the hasei of the Nazir to go and keep the hair, that would be doicha v'loises of the tefaret.
It's a hairy issue.
It's a very hairy issue.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Anyway, we have now given the fourth teretz to our steer, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon, the teretz of Abaye, l'fnei chatzois, achar chatzois. Yes?
So I'll tell you in the, whether he is actually metame. Let's say he was on the other side of the river, where he couldn't get over, so he wasn't metame.
What you're saying is very good. We haven't gone through it, because as you can see, there's a very, very long Rashi. The steer of the Brises was talking about should we metame, should not be metame. But really, the same shaila applies to Aninas. Do you say that he's an Oinen and therefore it's Toicha the Karm Pesach? Do you say the Karm Pesach came first and that's Toicha the Aninas? So Rashi says, yeah, it's Taka true. Our Gemara is talking about the Toma, but who Adin Aninas has the same difference between whether it's Lefnei Chatzois or Ach Chatzois. So even though the Brises don't mention Aninas, but Lemaisa, the same halachas would apply.
Okay.
Anyway, getting back to our Gemara Vayter, so we have now had the fourth teretz, and now we come to the final teretz, the teretz of Rava. Rava Omar Idividi Achatzais. And Rava's approach is very similar to Abaye's approach. However, he doesn't distinguish between Chatzois and Achar Chatzois. Both cases are talking about the Nifter never passed away, Achar Chatzois, when he was already Mechuyev in Karban Pesach. The Chiyev Karban Pesach was already Chal on him. The question is, was he part of the first Chabura, the second Chabura, the third Chabura? When did the father pass away? Had they already shechted the Karban Pesach for him before the father passed away? Or did they shecht the Karban Pesach after the father passed away?
Katas Fonis, right?
Katas Fonis, right. Yeah, that's correct. Zorki Mar Veloy Kasha. Kan koyim sheshachtu v'zorku olav, kan li'acha sheshachtu v'zorku olav. Ah, so if they already shechted and they already did a zrika on his behalf because the father was still alive, and in fact the father was standing online also to get into the Beis Migdash in the second kat or the third kat or whatever, and unfortunately because of the pressure of the crowds or just because of the holiness of the day, unfortunately he went into cardiac arrest. Mendy came and did the best he could, but unfortunately Sanishki Gangan, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gezeira was his Gezeira. However, as far as the son is concerned, he already had the Shechita and the Zrika of the Karban Pesach. Ah, so even though the son is now going to continue to be Oinin for the rest of the day, since they already Shechta the Karban Pesach, and he is Laila is the Rabbanan, that the Chumim said, you already brought the Karban Pesach, eat tonight, no problem. However, however, if it was before the Shechita, so then it's similar to Abaya, that since he became an Oinin first, the Oinin pushes away the don't do the Shechita, don't do the Zrika. I'm sorry, Nachman.
It's after Chatzot.
Both of them are after Chatzot, no question.
But the timeline isn't the Chatzot moment, it's the Zrika, the Shechita and Zrika moment.
Exactly. But the when he became an Oinin is after Chatzot.
No question.
Because you can't do the Shechita and Zrika after Chatzot, according to, in any event. So it has to be after Chatzot, Rav is saying. But it's a question of what the moment of the Shechita and Zrika is.
As well as what the moment of
vis-a-vis the Petira.
Exactly. So it's again the same approach as Abaya, but different timelines. According to Abaya, look at the clock. Is it before 12? Is it after 12? According to Rava, don't look at the clock. Look at the Beis Hamikdash. Did they shecht the Karban Pesach for him already, or did they not? So the first Kat presumably came in 12:30. I don't want to say trigger happy.
Enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic, ecstatic to go and bring that Karban Pesach. And he was one of the first guys online, and he was among the menuyim of his Karban Pesach, and they already brought it at 12:30, and everything is gishmak, and he's looking forward tonight. And then Nebuch at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, he heard a close family relative passed away. What's the din then? Says Rava, what does it say in that Braisa? The Braisa that we brought, Zuk Reb Shimon. This oinen toivel ve'oichel es pischoy le'eret. He will eat his Karban, not during the day. Anyway, he can't eat Karban Pesach during the day. But he's going to eat the Karban Pesach at night. Why? But he's the oinen. Since he already shechted before he became the oinen. So he's already in the parsha, so to speak, of a person that brought the Karban Pesach. So therefore he's in the parsha of eating the Karban Pesach. So eat the Karban Pesach at night. That's very good. However, what happens if he was scheduled his appointment to go and bring the Karban Pesach was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And unfortunately, his close family relative passed away at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Uh-oh. Saninus was chal before the Shechita, the Zrik of the Karban Pesach. Then we go and tell him, sorry, sir, you became an Oinin. Don't Shecht and Zoyrik Olav, because you're no longer a Sholem, like we had in the second Braisa. If you're not a Sholem, you're brokenhearted, you can't bring the Karban Pesach. So we're going to have to go and give him a refund. They'll have to work out a refund for his $5 for his share, whatever he paid, towards the Karban Pesach. $5, $50, whatever it was.
So, and you just did the Shecht, the Shechita, and not the Zrika?
Well, the Gemara makes a package here. They're assuming right after the Shechita. I don't have to tell you, the assembly line.
The conga line, they're handing it to each other.
I guess, theoretically, there could be a split between the Shechita and the Zrika. The Iker is, of course, the Zrika.
Pass
it over, exactly. I knew you wouldn't pass over a comment on something like this.
If there's a Bozo who was part of the Chabura, is it then?
Does it destroy
the Chabura?
No. He's just disqualifying and finish the Rosh. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Continue on. So, the truth of the matter is when the Gemara says that it's Kan Koidim Sheshachtu Bezorka Olav, if the mace passed away, there won't be a Shechita Uzrik Olav. He means Koidim, the scheduled Shechita Uzrik Olav. Once he's an Oinen, according to this shot,
he's not a Jew. He's a Goy temporarily.
He's Baruch Hashem, a wonderful Eid, but he's no longer Mechuyev in Karban Pesach today because his Aninus pushes away Dachi to the Karban Pesach. And we'll bring the Karban Pesach Shiny. That's the halacha. You got to just wait for the Pesach Shiny. So, Koinim Shach to Zarkalov, in other words, he was scheduled to have the Shechita at 3 o'clock in the Mushal, and never at 1 o'clock he became an Oinen because a family member passed away. He's going to go and say, sorry, don't Shecht and Zarek for me. I'm out of here. On the other hand, if they already did the Shechita and the Zrika Olav, see, he's already Mechuyev in Karban Pesach, and after that there was an Oinen, even though Aninus Laila, the Chachamim said, Leibid the Vreimim, Mokim Karis, after all. The Shechita and the Zrika happened, his Chiyev Karban Pesach happened prior to the Aninus. So we're going to let him eat at night. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, which we didn't really focus on until now, and that is, there are two parts of the Karban Pesach Chiyuv. Number one, to bring the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. And number two, to eat the Karban Pesach at night. But there's a major difference between these two Chiyuv. The one of the day, that's the Koris one. You gotta go and shech the Karban Pesach that day. Every Yidin Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to bring a Karban Pesach that day. And if you don't, Chas Hashem, you're over on a Dvar Karis. If you did a Bishogik, would you have to bring a Karban Chatos?
No. Only Chatos Kavua is only on a Losas.
On a Lav and not on an Essay. Which other one do you have just like that?
Mila.
Mila. Exactly. That's why it says, Lishchor as
Pesach. Oh, well, that's right. Exactly right. We just try to, whenever we can, we try to Chazak and Chatos if we can. Sure. Exactly. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so that's the Gabi, the Shechita. What happens if you already did the Shechita's Karban Pesach, and they did the Zrik, and everything was perfect? You already makam your mitzvah, Shiesh by Karis, and you're done. There is a mitzvah, of course, to eat the Karban Pesach that night. 100%. However, if you missed it, there is no Karis involved. And so therefore, Freit of the Gemara, I don't understand. If you're talking about what was the Teretz, that first Braisa that we said, it's talking about Sheshach to Vizorko Olav. And only after that he became an Oinen. And so therefore the Chum said, you know what? You can go and eat the Karban Pesach at night because we already shechted the Karban Pesach for you during the day. What difference does that make? The Gemara is going to ask the Lashon, Ma de Hava Hava? Since there is no absolute Chiyav, Sheyesh Beikaris, of eating the Karban Pesach, so why don't you say that Karban Pesach is now like all other Kachin? If you're deciding prior to the Shechita, and you're thinking to yourself, should we shecht it? Shouldn't we shecht it? He's an oinen, we'll be able to eat it at night. So then you can start talking about considerations. It's a din sheyesh by karis, and then say, yeah, we should shecht it. It's karis. And the chomim hamidu, lo hamidu makim karis. Here, if you're talking about according to your teretz, la'acha sheshachtu omli rav ade bar masna l'rova, acha sheshachtu v'zorku estamai, if they already did the shechita and the zrika, and that was a shechita zrika, perfect, not a pickle perfect, but it's a Pesach perfect. Great job. So it's looking at Mada Hava Hava. Why should the Chachamim now go and say, you know, since Aninus Laila is under Rabbanon, we're going to allow him to eat from the Karban Pesach. No reason why we should allow him to eat from Karban Pesach. Manishtana from all other kachin.
If you look especially at the
exactly. Look at Mada Hava Hava, you see the second line of the Rashi. The person is dead, right? There's no way to resuscitate him. He's not finished. Why should we distinguish between the Korban Pesach and Shaar Kachim? Oh, since I mean, like, there are bonin, there's a Dovah Sheesh by Kores, go and eat,
it's already fulfilled.
He already fulfilled it, so why is it any different? Just like we're not going to allow him to eat from any other Kachim, we shouldn't allow him to eat, from the Korban Pesach either. That is the Kasha that Rav Adar Bar Masna asked Rav. Back to the Gemara. Oh, Malay Ravina. Ravina said, Rav Adar Bar Masna, gut gefregt, but you should know, this is going according to a special man, the Omer Rabba Barav Huna. Achilles Psochem Akva, the Rabba Rav Huna. Rabba Rav Huna disagrees and he holds that Achilles Pesach is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And you're not Mekayim the ganze mitzvah of Korban Pesach unless you go and eat the Korban Pesach. So it's like a package deal. So if we're allowing the Shechit Uzrika, which we allow because he wasn't an Oinen yet when the Shechit Uzrika took place, then fine. Then that night we're going to allow him to eat too, because it's ma'akiv, it's part of the mitzvah. Where did we find this Rabba Bar Rav Huna? We don't know yet. So far, it was Rava that said the Teretz. It was Rav Adar Bar Masna that asked the Kasha to Rava. It's Ravina who is standing by, and as we'll soon see, Ravina was the Rebbe of Rav Adar Bar Masna. So Ravina now tells his Talmud, the kasha that you asked, my dehava hava, is giving a gevaldig kasha. However, this discussion is going to Rabbi Rav Huna that holds that achilat psachim is ma'akev in the Korban Pesach. So when Rava overheard this, Rava said to Rav Adar Bar Masna, "Tzayis ma'ida ka'amaloch rabach." Listen carefully to what your Rebbe Rav Adar, what Ravina said. Thank you, Ravina said to your Rav Adar Bar Masna. Why? Because in fact there is such a Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, as we'll describe. As we'll describe right now, is Sayyis Maita Kamaluch Rabbah. Listen to what your Rebbe said. He's 100% right. This discussion goes according to Rabbi Rav Huna that there is a Chiyav Metan Ikuv go and have the Korban, to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Not only to bring it during the day, but to finish it off by eating it at night. My Rabbi Rav Huna, who is this Rabbi Rav Huna? This time we have a Braisa. We get a little bit off on a tangent. Again, a Heitzig Mazel Tov. Be well, Zagazant. We'll see Mitchell tomorrow morning again. Yes? Beautiful. The sign you will learn in the Braisa, Yoim Shemua, Ki Yoim Kvura, Mitzvah Shiva Ushloish. But Fachit Psochim, Ki Yoim Likidat Samois. What is this all about? Yoim Shemua means that, Rachmon Litzlan, somebody lost a family member, but he did not hear on the spot. Remember, it's not like today, where you have telephones and emails and faxes. What's a fax? I never heard of a fax. Yeah, and yeah, everything goes viral. If something happens, within 1 second, the ganze Welt, 8 billion people know about it. Well, half of the people are illiterate. But at least those people literate, they all have their websites open because they have nothing else to do the whole day, so they watch it and browse and send in Irish messages and all the rest. Anyway, so Vush Day Don the Price, Yom Shmuel. The person only heard about the Petira of a family member late, not on the day of the Misa, not on the day of the Kvura, late. Rashi says it's talking about within the first 30 days. What happens? A week later, 10 days later, he hears, oh, yeah, I didn't know anything about it. What's the din? That Yom Shemua is Kiyom Kvura, the mitzvah Shiva Ushloishim. He has to go and sit Shiva 7 days, and he has all the dinim that apply to Shiva, as well, and he's going to start counting from that day, from the Yom Shemua. It's not going to start from the Yom Kvura. But he's going to start from the Yom Shemua, he has to sit Shiva, and Shloishim. And of course, even today, it's not that uncommon where you have some Avelim went to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they stayed there for the Kvura, and the other Avelim stayed here. And so therefore there's a difference in when the Shiva begins and when the Shiva will end. I remember Ravozna Zatzal. Ravozna was the Rav HaRoshi of Zichron Meir in Bnei Brak. He was considered to be one of the great poskim of his generation, passed away maybe 10 years ago. And he passed away at the age of 104. And he had a sister who was also elderly, and she passed away about 2 or 3 years before he passed away. And he used to speak to her every single Friday. She always would call him every Friday from America to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's Lemal Velimait. Anyway, she passed away. And the Ravozna was wondering, how come she didn't call? So the Gabon said, they checked it out, she's not feeling well, she had to take the hospital. Okay, shy. This went on for two or three or 4 weeks. Unfortunately, she passed away. They never told Rav Vozin that she passed away until after the Shloshim was over. When the Shloshim was over, then they told him, because that Yom Shmua is already considered to be a Shmua Rechoika. Shmua Rechoika, you only have to go and sit for an hour, just a little bit more of a day.
Rechia and Rav with Avos, Sarim Sakhan.
Very good, beautiful. Which does? Ramdaf Aldit, right, very good.
No, I'm an Aleph at the top.
Baruch Hashem.
Shmua Rechoika, Shmua Rechoika, Shmua Rechoika, Yom Echad. And you can just take off shoes.
And a mitzvah of kikula,
exactly.
Everything that you're saying is correct. So now getting back to Argum, but Argum is talking about the Yom Shmua was within 30 days, not beyond the 30 days.
The whole ritual.
So you have to do the whole ritual, 7 days, 30 days. Fine. What about the Gavi eating Karban Pesach? If Karban Pesach comes in at that time, Yom Shmua, Lamoshul, is on Erev Pesach, what do you do now? Now it doesn't say here in the Reisha, Yom Shmua, Kiyom Kvura, Lemitzvah Shiva, Ushloishim, Ulachilas Psochim. Here, before Achilas Psochim, you have to put an exclamation point or at least a semicolon. Like Achilas Psochim, that's Kiyom Likud Atzamois. That's like a Likud Atzamois day. Likud Atzamois day is talking about that a person passed away and he was buried somewhere, let's say he was buried in America, Al Manas, that they're going to go and take him over to Israel, and then one day the Umlakad Atzamois, it's, as you know, that's not uncommon, especially after the war, where people were buried in the temporary plots, and then afterwards they were taken there to Israel. Okay, so what's the din? Likud is din like a shmur choika, and therefore the whole avelis, the whole aninus, is also only the yoyim echad, it's only mixes the yoyim nishka gansetur. Okay, so what's the din now? Since it's a yoyim shmur, it's not the yoyim misa, it's not the yoyim kvur, it's only the yoyim shmur. So if that yoyim shmur comes on Erev Pesach, then what's the din? It's as if it's like a day of Likud Atzamois. There won't be even a full Aninus Yoyim. So Al Achas Kam V'Kam, there won't be an Aninus Laila, and it'll be able to go and Toivul V'Oichel Es Bischol La'Erev. Right? That would be the din. Fine. But now the Braisa continues on and says very unexpectedly, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, both this and that. Now what is Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh? Says Rashi, just like the Reisha, the Yoyim Kvura, and the Sefer, the Yoim Likud Atzamois, both Yoim Kvura, Yoim Likud Atzamois, Echad Zeh, V'Echad Zeh, Toivel, V'Oichel, V'Kodshim La'erev. In both cases, not only the Sefer, but even the Reisha. If the Yoim Shmua is Erev Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, thank you, it has the same din like a Yoim Kvura, which is the same din like a Yoim Likud Atzamois, and you can go and Toivel, V'Oichel, V'Kodshim La'erev. Now, Rabbi, this is a stir menayovei in the same breath. We started off with the Yom Shmua. Legabi shavush loyishim. It's like Yom Kvura. Why didn't we add that the Yom Shmua is like Yom Kvura also for purposes of Karban Pesach? No, Karban Pesach is different din. That's like the Yom Likud Atzamos. But it's not like the din of Yom Kvura. What's the reason why? Because in Yom Kvura, in fact, you would not be able to go and bring the Karban Pesach that day and eat it at night, because you happen to be an oinei. It's the Yom Kvura, the Amisi Yom Kvura. And therefore, that day, he had Aninus Yom, and then that night, you had Aninus Laila, and you wouldn't be able to go and eat. Oh, but if you're going to tell me that Yom Shmur is like the din of Likud Atzamois, oh, that's already a different din, because that's not even a full Aninus Yom. So then you could go and eat it at night. So that's why we've distinguished in the Reisha between the Yom Shmur being like the Yom Kvura from Shiva and Shloishim, but not for purpose of Achilas Pesachim. Achilas Pesachim, it has a din like Likud Atzamois. Because if the Achilas Pesachim would be like the Yom Kvura, you would not be able to go and eat the Karban Pesach night because you were an Oinei. But since it's a Likud Atzamois, that's only a minor Aninus, so then you could go and eat it at night. Yet, the Braisa finishes off, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, both in the first case. What's the first case? The Yom Kvura. And then the second case, the Yom Likud Atzamois, they're both the same. Toiv Oichel Kodshim La'erev. I don't understand what you just said now. Amres Yom Shmua Kiyom Kvura Lemitzah Shiva Ushloish. On Achilas Pesachim Kiyom Likud Atzamois Mechlal. The fact that when it comes to the din of Achilas Pesachim, we had to schlep out the Likud Atzamois Mechlal the Yom Kvura Afil the Erev Nami Loi Achil. If we were going to go and take the din of Pesach and Achilas Pesachim and tag it along with the Shiva and Shloishim that it has the same din like the day of Yom Kippur, then obviously you would not be able to go and eat at night because of the Aninus Yom and the Aninus Laila and the Fila Erev Nami Liyachal. That's why we have to go and say, no, since it's only Yom Shmur, not Yom Kippur, it has a din like a Likud Atzamos, and therefore you are able to go and eat the Korban Pesach at night. V'hadatani, and then after that, a second later, Toich Nidibot, Echadzeh, V'yachadzeh, say the case of the Yom Kippur, and the Dima Yom Likud Atzamos, Zeh Toivu V'oichel, say Echadzeh, V'yachadzeh, Toivu V'oichel, B'kotchim Le'erev, is the Chasir Minei Yovei, Amrav Chizda, Tanoihi, it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Who is Machloikis Tanoim? That we're going to have to wait for another 5-6 lines till we get to it. But in the meantime, Rav Baruch Huna Amar, Loikash, the ganze gach is Nishver. Kan Shishoma Shmu al Meisai, Samach Hashkiya Sechama. V'chein Shalikloi Ad Somais, Samach Hashkiya Sechama. V'chein Shemaisloi Meis, Ukvorei Samach Hashkiya Sechama. One of the main events that we were concerned about, either that the Shmua came in before nightfall, or the Likud Atzamos took place before nightfall, or the Misa Likvura took place before nightfall. That's Samach Hashkia. The Kanli Ach Hashkia Sechama, the other place is talking about after Shkia. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, in this Braisa, where we have the Stira between the Reisha and the Sefer, that from the Reisha it sounds like, if it's Yom Kvura, you could not eat the Korban Pesach at night. But then we say, Echadzeh v'yechadzeh. No, even though it's Yom Kippur, you could go and eat the Kodshim at night. What is the difference? The difference is, when did the Kippur take place? Did it take place before Shkia? Or did it take place after Shkia? Or did it take place on Yudalid? Or did it take place already on Leil Seder, Leil Tezvav? So you're wondering to yourself, well, what's the difference? Very, very simple. If it still took place on Yudalid, and he was oinein that day. I mean, it's same as the Araisa. Bachrisa ki yoimah. For sure. But already by night, is already only aninus midrabanan. V'heim omru, if you're talking about a Korban Pesach, v'yamidu devrayim b'makoyin karis. However, if the kvura only finished off at night, or the Likud Atzamos, or the Shomishmua, only at night, so Rashi says, that becomes like your new aninus yoim. Because since it continued into the night, that's the yoim. It didn't take place on Yudalid. It took place on
Tezvav. Legally already the 15th.
Legally already the 15th. That being the 15th, so then now it's no longer Aninus Laila Dirabonon. It's like Aninus Yoim Diraisa. And that's why you don't go and bring your Korban Pesach.
You already brought the Korban Pesach. You had to.
Very good. So that's the Gemara's Kasha now. Freiti Gemara, you tell me the Achish Kiya Sechama. What's the Dinashri Yuchayim? And the person passed away. Now you cannot go and eat anymore. Freiti Gemara, Maida Hava Hava. Guess what? We already brought the Korban Pesach during the day, and you won't be able to eat at night. No problem, because it's no different than any other kachem. He was Mekayim as mitzvah
of Shkita and Zerika of Korban Pesach Bezmano,
which was the din of Kares, and that's already a lease. He can't eat, so it was the Cholorash Maidava. Alishmam, you know, we see from this price, and no. Achidus Pesachim Ma'akva. Achidus Pesachim is Ma'akva. That's why Rava said to Rav Ada Bar Masa, listen carefully to what Ravina told you, that there's a Rabba Bar Rav Huna that holds a Chidah Pesachim Ma'akva. That's this Rabba Rav Huna. Look at the second wide line after Tanoihi. Then we said Rabba Rav Huna, Omar Loi Kasha. I'll give you the teretz between the Stira, between the Reish and the Seifa. Why did we say that if it's La'achar Zman, and they already did the Shechita Uzrika from before, and forget, what happens if the event took place Koidim Shkir, and now we're saying at night the Chumim relaxed it and you can go and eat. Was Menafkimina, why do I have to go and eat anything? After all, we already bought the Korban Pesach during the day. What's the concern? No, the concern is no, you have to go and eat at night because it's Ma'akir. So if in fact in the Kvura and all that took place before Shkir, then you can go and eat at night. However, if it took place La'achir Shkir, unfortunately you cannot go and eat at night. And that Achidus Pesachim is Ma'akev in the Karban.
Why are we saying smart? Why don't we say it's a mitzvah?
Because a mitzvah would be, then it's no different than other Kodeshim, and we keep on making it different. We keep on saying for
Pesach Yom, Sharkashim Lo, okay.
Right? Yeah. Maskev. You see, if going back to the original Reb Shimon, back on the Yom Ha'am, Medbeis, Tzadik Tes, and Medbeis, El Medivri Sofrim, Teidash, Ari Omro, Ein Tzim, Reifah, Pesachel, Erev, Kodeshim. Why are we making that distinction?
Pesach is a chiv kares. If you're eating it,
So not for eating, for purpose of eating. But now he's saying that chiyus pesachim, that's ma'akib in the kiyum of the din of bringing the korban pesach and eating it. It's all a package deal. And otherwise, chas v'shalom, there's a koris that's hovering up above it. So it's part of the shechitas rikin and part of the package. Good. So with this, what did Rava prove? That there is in fact such a difference, a distinction between that there is such a mandiyomer Rabba Bar Avuna that holds that the achila is ma'akim and is part of the package deal. Good. Now Rav Ashi tries to give an easy fix. What's the easy fix? Remember, we have a steer here in the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa says that Megabi Yom Shmua, what's the din? Yeah. That Megabi Shiva and Shloishim, yeah, it's like Yom Kvur, but not Megabi the din of Chilas Psachim. Chilas Psachim, you would not be able to eat Matzah Yom Shmua if it was Erev Pesach, because it's like the Yom Kvur. Oh, but I didn't say that it's Achilas Psachim. I didn't say that the din Yom Shmua has a din of Yom Kvur for Achilas Psachim. It's only for Shiva Shloishim. Then it's like the day of the Kedetamas, and you can go and eat at night, and everything is great. And then we had Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh, and we touched Echad Zeh, that means both Yom Kfura, and the Yom Likedetamas, Tovu v'Oichel, Bakotchim L'Arab, so we have the Stira on the Yom Kfura. Here in the Reish of the Yom Kfura, we say that you cannot go and eat it at night, and the second part, Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh, the Yom Kfura, you can eat it at night. Says Rav Ashi, my Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh, not like you learned until now, Yom Kfura of the Reish, and Yom Likra Tzomis of the Sefer, but Hoch Gomer Echad Yom Shmua, the Echad Yom Likra Tzomis, Toivu V'Oichel V'Kodshim Lo Erev. This is a L'Choyra on the surface, a very good Teret, because, again, going back to the Reisha, Yom Shmua Ki Yom Kvura V'Shim L'Choshim. L'Achidus Pesachim, the Yom Shmua is like the day of Likra Tzomis. What does that mean, like Likra Tzomis? That both of them have the din of Oichel the toivel veoichel bekotchem laarv, and then the Gemara says be'echad zeh. The Sefer says echad zeh be'echad zeh toivel veoichel bekotchem laarv, and the Gemara assumed until now the echad zeh is going on the yom kvura of the Reisha, and the yom liket atzumis of the Sefer, and we asked the kasha yom kvura we said doesn't have the din of toivel veoichel bekotchem laarv, right? The yom kvura you cannot go and eat laarv, so we have to go and give the teret like we gave until now, before Shkia, after Shkia. Says Rav Ashi, you don't need to come on to that. We're talking about the Seif over here. Achilas Pesachim, Kiyoyim Likud HaTzomis. What means Kiyoyim? The Yom Shmua is Kiyoyim Likud HaTzomis. Echad Zeh, Sai, the Yom Shmua. The Echad Zeh, and Sai, the Yom of Likud HaTzomis. Toi, will we are the Kachem Liara?
So we're now introducing the whole mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach after Likud HaTzomis.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't. We're spelling it out now, as it were. The Bryce is actually spelling it out for the first time. We took it sort of for granted, but now the Bryce is actually spelling it out.
What you're saying is the way we have the Bryce now, the way the Gemara understood it until now, is we have a Reisha and a Sefer. The Reisha starts from Yom Shmua and goes to the word Yom Likud HaTzomis. That's in the Reisha. Now the Sefer says Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Atoy V'Ayuch B'Kodshim La'arev, and what is the Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh referring to? Let's go back to the Reisha. The Reish Yom Shmua Kiyoyim Kvura, Yom Kvura, that's the determining factor, that's the your guideline. And when it comes to Achilas Pesachim, your template. And what's the template for Achilas Pesachim? That's Likud HaTzomis. So Echad Zeh, both Yom Kvura in the Reish of the Reisha, and the Yom Likud HaTzomis in the Seif of the Reisha, both of those, and then I have a stira between the Yom Kvura of the Reisha and the Yom Kvura of the Seif. Says Rav Ashi, no, you don't need to say that. You can go and combine this Achilas Pesachim with the Sefer and make that one long sentence and say, Achilas Pesachim, what's the din of the Yom Shmua? It's Kiyom Likud HaTzomis. And what does that mean? That Echad Zeh, both Yom Shmua and the Likud HaTzomis, Echad Zeh, V'Echad Zeh, Tavoy Likud HaTzomis. So we're not talking about the Yom Kvura at all, and we don't have a steer at all. That's a beautiful teret. Says Yimor, no, Elishma Mino, so Yimor, no. Had Rav Ashi Brusehi or Bedusehi, which means that it's unfortunately an error. Why is it an error? Mechti alokoi. If you're going to go and tell me that this Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh is just a continuation of the same thought, that Achilas Pesachim Yom Likud HaTzomis, Echad Zeh, meaning both, Yom Shmua, and the din of Likud HaTzomis, Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh, Tov V'Oichel B'Kodshim, V'Eit Yimara, Hamechli alokoi. We're talking. That's the sentence. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Zev zemi boyle. It wouldn't say echad zev v'yachad zev. It would go and say achiv psachem yem likan atzamis zev v'zev. Both yem shmur and the likan atzamis are toivu oichel bekodesh. Le'arif. By the fact that it says echad zev v'yachad zev, echad zev, I'm stretching for an earlier case. Echad zev. Oh, that earlier case from the reisha of the yem shmura. Yem shmur ki yem kvura of the reisha, and achiv psachem yem likan atzamis of the sefer. Both the case of the Yom Kippur and the Reish, and the case of Yom Likud Tzomis in the Seifa, both of them totally Oichel Kachim Arav. Ay ay ay! I have a steer in our Reish and Seifa. I don't say Echadze v'Echadze means the Yom Kippur of the Reish, and the Yom Likud Tzomis of the Seifa. Say Echadze v'Echadze means the Yom Shmua, which we already said. Achiv Psachim, the Yom Shmua is Kiyom Likud Tzomis. So Echadze v'Echadze to Oichel Kachim Arav. Says you more. If that was the Pshat, would just say Zev Zev. Wouldn't say Echadze v'Echadze, and therefore we have to dismiss it. Shema mina bedusa. The two different gersoys, bedusa or berusa. Bedusa means that it's a mistake, and berusa means this should be discussed outside Beis Medrash. Lebar,
like a brisa.
Yeah, it shouldn't be before. Okay. Brisa means it's outside the Mishnah. And here, when you have to say gav and bar means it's outside. This was discussed outside.
The discussion offline.
Yeah, offline. Exactly. Okay. Now let's get back to the second line. Omer of Chizda Tanoi. This steer between the Reish and the Sefer, we said, is a machloikis Tanoim. Frankly, more my Tanoim, who are the Tanoim that you're talking about? Decide we learn the Rebbeis. And Mosim is oinen olov, how long does Aninus continue? Kolayim agansetog. Rebbe oima calls a man shalei nikvar, until this man of Kvura. Now, the way you learn it, Poshib Shat, is that according to the Tanakhama, even if the Kvura took place at 3 o'clock and it's all done and everybody was Menachem, the Menachem Oval, yeah, after sure, they left, sure. And they already ate their Suda Savra, and they're all home, and they're sitting Shiva. According to Tanakama, the Aninus continues Agan Tzatog, even post-Kvura. And so therefore, don't make any brachas, and don't daven, and the whole day. Rabbi said, no, Kol Zman Shalei Nikbar, the whole time that he was not Kovur yet. Sounds like that right if the Kvura, if 3 o'clock was a Kvura, after that, you're back to normal citizen life and all requirements. If that's the case, Rebbe, of course, is being a greiser maker. You don't have the oininess, the ganze tog, just until it's man kvura, and you're done. So now the Gemara explores this machloikis, and as we'll see, the Gemara is going to have two or three possible interpretations of the machloikis until we come to the emes at the end. But my skin, ilim b'yom misa, we're talking about a regular yom misa, the nebuch, the person passed away, and on that same day, chas v'sholom, the person is also buried. Yom misa and yom kvura, both the same day. Doesn't everybody agree that there's aninus at least midrabanan at night? Remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda said at the beginning that aninus light is diaraisa, but at the minimum, doesn't it really hold that there's aninus light is midrabanan at night? So how can you have that the Tana comes and only call you after that year? Oh, signing, right? The brisa starts. And Moslem is signing. Oh, love halacha lemaisa. Look it up in Shulchan Aruch. And Moslem is signing. Says the Tana Kama, call you. Rabbi says, until this man kvura, doesn't everybody hold it, if you're talking about the Yoim Misa itself, that Aninus Laila continues on midrabanan? So it's not just Kol HaYoim or till man kvura, Agantza Nacht, you're still at Oin. Vesu, noch akash. Rabbi Oim calls the man Shaloi Nikbar, HaKavroi Ishtori Lei. In other words, once the kvura is over, Aninus is ended. Umi'ika de Lesley Bachrisa Kiyamar, the whole business of Aninus, that it takes place one day, is based on this book, Apostle Kiyomar. And Kiyomar is Agantzatog. It doesn't say Machrisa until this man Kvura. Agantzatog. So is Rebbe disagreeing with this fundamental principle relating to Hilchas Aninus? Kenisha. And therefore, I'm Rav Sheshes Yom Kvura Kai. It's talking about not the Yom Misa. In other words, Misa was Yud Gimel, and this is Kvura Yud Aleph. That's, of course, we're talking about Korban Pesach, but same thing applies. Today is Gimel Teves, tomorrow is Dalit, Chas V'Sholem, today, yesterday was Yom Misa, and today is Yom Kippurah, two different days. So Yom Kippurah Kai. So that second day, anyway, is only Midrabban, because Min HaTorah, that means this is only the first day. You don't have a Sveik of the Yom, you don't have a second day Min HaTorah. So the second day, it's a Yom Kippurah. And what does the Tanakam hold? Second day, also Agan Tzatok, a whole day. Says Rabbi, since Rabbanan, once you have the Kvura, you're done. You don't have to continue for the rest of the day. So that sounds like a very good pshat. However, Maskel Rav Yosef, Elohad Diktoni Hashem Meya Al Meisoi, Kimalakit atzamais. If you had a shmua, right? We had the yom shmua before. Right. It's like a din of liquor atzamais. Toivu ve'oichel ve'kachem arav. Consistent with the previous price. Mechlal diyom kvura. I feel the erev nami loy ochel. By the fact that it says Hashemea al meisoy. Why did it say kimalakit atzamais? Why did it say Hashemea al meisoy? Is kiyom kvura. Obviously, we hold that the erev after yom kvura you cannot eat. That was the first brisa that we had earlier on, right? Yom Shmua, Yom Kvura,
right.
The mitzvah Shiva Shloshim, but not for Achilas Pesachim. Achilas Pesachim doesn't go like the Yom Kvura. It's the Yom Shmua. It goes like the Yom Likin Atzamis, right? And then we had Zev is Echad, Zev Yechad Zev. That was the whole steer. Ah, so now getting back to what we're discussing over here. Maskul Rav Yos El Haritani have a brisa. A Shmea Al Meisoy. He had a Shmua. It's like the day of Likin Atzamis. Totally Oich LeKarshim Arav, like it says in that brisa. Mechlal. It's mashma that why did you say it's kimalak in the tummies? Why didn't you say Hashemei al meisoy? It's kiyam kvura. It's machal diyam kvura. Afil erev nami lay achil. It sounds like kiyam kvura, even though the misa was the prior day. Today is now the next day. It sounds like from this brisa that even this yam kvura, afil erev nami lay achil, you cannot eat at night. That's what he's saying. Hashemei al meisoy, kimalak in the tummies. Only because, like, look at the tummies. But if it would be like the Yom Kvura, you would not be able to be Oichel Kodshim La'arit. Lav Dafka Karim Pesach, you wouldn't be able to eat any Kodshim. Till Erev Nami Le'yachel, Freyti Mohammadi. This Lechur doesn't stim like either of them. Because until now, Rav Sheisha said, we're talking about Yom Kvura. So the Tanna Kamma says, it goes against the Tog. According to the Rebbe says, only until the Zman Kvura. But everybody agrees that after that is over, we're done. Right? The Aninus Laila is on the Yom Misa. But here, Lechoyre is telling us
Misa and Kvura on two separate days.
Exactly, and when the Misa and Kvura on two separate days, Ad Mosim is Ein and Olav, the Aninus ends at the end of that day, because it's already Durabon on that second day. So Havud Loi Lehoysef Allah, they didn't add a Gzeira Lechzeira, not a Durabon on top of a Durabon. You're done. And according to Rebbe, you're done even earlier, 3 o'clock in the afternoon after the Yom Kvura on that second day. So Vada, there's no Aninus Laila. So Ibazoi, Freytimar. Why did it say Shmei Al Meisa? Come back in the Tzom. Meisa goes from Kachin. Is my answer? It would be if you would say the Yom Shmu is like the Yom Kvura. Afal Erev Nami Leyachol Hamani. This doesn't stim neither according to the Chacham and the Tanakama, nor according to Rabbi Elitritz. Therefore, we're going to have to go and make a slight emendation in an understanding of that previous price. Nochu Ad Masim Is Oynan Olav Kol Oyse Hayoyim Veleiloi. When he said kol yisayim, he didn't just mean the day. He meant the day plus the night, both together. Rabbi Omer kol zman shloim nikbar. Avon nikbar beloi leiloi. When do I say that there's aninus laila? Aninus laila if it's on a yom misa shloim nikbar. But once it's nikbar, meaning it's day number two, then there's no din of aninus laila on day number two. So even though the Tanakhama says, yeah, there's aninus laila, even the yom kvura, two Yoim and Leiloi. Rabbi said, no, it's only the day and not the night. And don't think it means Kol Zman Shloim Nikbar until there's Zman Kvura. No, Zman Kvura Agamtza Tog, but Nikbar Beloi Leili. Only that day and not at night.
And
then it ends. So that's L'choyre the Pshat. And now we are okay with the Braisa that we said before, that the Yom Shmua is like the day of Likud HaTzomais, is Machlal Yom Kvura Afil El Erev Nami Leochel. That's like the Tanakhama that says, Kol Yisei Yom V'Leiloi Tak Oser Anbal. Amru HaKami Der Yemiya, and they told this whole shtickle turn in front of Yemiya, Omer, Gavar Rabik, Rav Yosef, Lei Mahachi. He, Rav Yosef, just gave this pshat, and said that the machloik is between Rebbe and the prior Chacham, the Tanakhama, is the Tanakhama means Hayoyim V'Leiloi Imoy, both. And Rebbe says, no, just the Yoim and not the light. Kum Techois, the Rebbe is being Mekel. Frey Timora, how could Rav Yosef give this pshat? You're telling me, Leime the Rebbe, Lekula, Vatan, you have another Brisa. And Mosei Mis Oinen Olav, how long does Aninus go? This is the Tanakama, Tanakama is Rebbe. Kol Zman She'ina Nikbar, if the Kvura hasn't taken place yet, Afil Mekad Barasar Yom. Even 10 days he was going to go and be an oinen until the kvura takes place. So who is the machmen? Who's the makel in this
case?
Rebbe is the machmen.
Because he's depending on the kvura and not on the day.
For sure. And the first price
thing is the day and just the day. But they're machmir as far as the day, but they're not machmir as far as the kvura.
What? No, go back to the first price. First price, he also says, called man shaloi nikbar. So he's also attaching the din of aninus
to the kvura. Okay.
So, says now, Rabbi Yirmiya, how could Rabbi Yosef reinterpret that brisa that we're talking about the Yom Kvura, and we're saying that the Tanakama is the Machmir Yom Velayla, and Rabbi is the Mekel by the Yom Kvura, only the day and not the night? I see that in a parallel situation, also talking about a late Kvura, the Tanakama is the one that is the Mekel, and Rabbi is the one that's Machmir. Because Rabbi says, Anin, it goes on for 10 days. And says, Chom, no, and Rabbi says, Yom Bavad. So, I see that Rebbe is the Machmir and not the Mekel. And the Tzotzochi says, Rebbe Yirmiyah have a brand new pshat in that price of the Machlokes Tanakam and Rebbe. And Masihu Misoinen Olav Kol Oise Hayoim Beloy Leiloy. Tak only the Yoim and not Leila. Rebbe Oimer Kol Zman Shloy Nikbar. That's as long as the Kvura didn't take place yet. The Nikbar Toifes Leiloy, then you do have Leila following after the Kvura. Meaning, according to the Tanakhama, Misoina Olaf Kolay say Yoim Beloy Leila, it's only the Yoim. Or Rabbi says, no, no, that if it's a Yoim Kvura on day number two, Tavis Leiloy, you do have a Tvisis Leila that night as well. There is a din of Leila. And therefore it comes out that Rabbi's not being the Machmir.
Like extends said, it extends it to the following night.
Exactly. Amru Kami de Rova. He's repeated this in front of Rova. Minik Amr Rabbi, Yoim Kvura, Tavis Leiloy. Midrabonim, that is toifis, b'chlal v'yemisa, toifis leila midyaraisa. We always say that kol the tokan rabonim came deraisa to him. So therefore, if he's saying that after the yom kvura, leiloi imoi midrabonim, it must be that after the yemisa, he holds toifis leila midyaraisa. The sober Rebbe aninas leila diyaraisa, does he really hold that way? In other words, if min ha-toira there would not be a din of aninus after the Yom Misa, why would the Chachamim go and legislate a Aninus Laila after the Yom Kvura? Madach, that there's no Din Diyaraisa even after the Yom Misa. The Chachamim are going to go and be Masakin Aninus Laila after the Yom Kvura? Does that make sense? Muzach Zayin, that the Yom Misa, there's a Din of Aninus Laila Min HaToira, and now the Chachamim and the Diyaraisa taken, they said by Yom Kvura, we're also going to go and legislate the same thing. And Aninus Laila Midrabah. Ah, so therefore we're trying to be medayik that according to Rabbi, Yom Misa is toifis leila midiraisa. The sovereign Rabbi Aninus leila midiraisa v'tani. And now we get into discussion between Moshe and Aharon, and that's going to be most of tomorrow, the Omer Aleph, that Moshe got angry at Aharon. How come he didn't eat the kavanas? Yeah, after another Via died, exactly, etc. So, hey na yoyim. So what did Aharon say back to Moshe Beinu? Hey na yoyim. Ani hayoyim osir v'layla mutter. If we were talking about eating the kochim now during the day, we're oining them, even though I'm a kohen gadol and I'm allowed to go and bring the kavanis.
I'm not allowed to eat it.
And hey, Nayom, are we talking about today? We're talking about today, it would have been osur, but laila mutter at night, you're allowed to go and eat the kavanis. And that's now when it's special, because we're talking about the imei milua. Ula doiris, we're talking about the kavanis of doiris, bein b'yom u'bein b'laila osur, divri Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds not only during the day, but even at night, because it's Rabbi Yehuda that holds Aninus Laila Diyaraisa, like we had.
I'm going to be yesterday.
Exactly, that's the first Gemara that we start off today. So Rabbi Yehuda is the Shitas Rabbi Oimer. Aninus Laila, Einu Medivrei Torah, Elu Medivrei Sofer. Who? He's saying there is no din of Aninus Laila Midiraisa.
Steer Rabbi, before we said it is Midiraisa.
Oh, Steer Rabbi. Elu Medivrei Sofer. Everything while the oil and Rabbanan. The truth of the matter is, Rabbi also is masking that there is a din of Rabbanan by Aninus Laila, and it's not the Diyaraisa. You were saying before that by Yoim Misa the Chacham, that the Torah is not Mechayiv and Aninus Laila. Why by Yom Kvura would the Chacham legislate that there is a Aninus Laila Drabban if there's no Aninus Laila Diyaraisa by Yoim Misa? Because the Chacham sometimes say to be Mechazik what it says in the Torah, sometimes we have to make a Chizik even more than the Torah. So even though there was no Aninus Laila by the Yoim Misa Min HaTorah, but we institute Aninus Laila by the Yoim Kvura Midrabanan. Stop over there. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.
How do we pass it now?
Aninus.